A very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7's Live Talk, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington, D.C. this Thursday, March 2nd, 2017. Welcome to our women's segment, the Women's Roundtable, where we speak about issues affecting women. My name is Praxedes Jeremiah. Today, in the Women's Roundtable, we are looking at the challenges facing women as well as their achievements as we commemorate the Women's Month of March worldwide, marked by celebrations on the International Women's Day on the 8th of March. What are your views? You can call us on these numbers. To join our discussion, you can call us on directly 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077. And we'll call you right back. Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. But remember, it's on Thursday that we discuss about women. Naurwa yemadzimai, okondane labo mama molwesine. Don't forget that we are also now live streaming on Facebook pages, and you can join in the conversation right now by liking us. Please go to VOA Shona or VOA Ndebele and like us if you haven't done so already, so you can join in the conversation.
Salubonani bizolami ngumakhosazana Ndlovu and ufuna ukuthi libukele I Women's Round Table lingayikhuthi ngizakuthi show le yachaza kakhulu, so if I were you ngeke ngayikhutha, make sure you tune in.
Today in the Women's Round Table we are looking at the achievements and strides that women have made in terms of getting positions of leadership, economic business acumen in the arts world, as actors, as musicians, and as carvers, and everything else what's related to arts, as well as scientists in any field, as well as in any field that has been dominated by men originally, as well as the challenges that they are facing, especially the girl child, in terms of her rights in getting access to education, getting access to health. We've heard so many times when we're talking about children, the girls, especially in Zimbabwe, that especially those in the rural areas, they lack sanitary pads. There's been a campaign, a worldwide campaign, just to help out the girls in Zimbabwe to access sanitary pads. Yeah, especially those in the rural areas, and so many other challenges. And we also discussed last year about those girls that are facing the problem of early childhood marriages. So what are your views on these issues, various issues facing women at the moment, especially the girl child as she develops into a woman? Yesterday, here in America, Democratic Congresswomen wore white outfits during the chamber's first votes, which included House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi. Dozens of Democratic women in Congress filled the aisles of Trump's address donned in white, saying it symbolizes their efforts to support women's progress and honor the suffrage movement. Representative Lois Frankel of Florida, the chair of the House Democratic Women's Working Group, directed dozens of women to wear white, which is the official color of the suffragette movement. She said, quote, "We wear white to unite against any attempts by the administration to roll back the incredible progress women have made in the last century. And we will continue to support the advancement of all women." End of quote. Frankel said in a statement before the speech, "We will not go back. The suffragette movement fought for women's right to vote in the early 20th century and before that. In the United States, women won the right to vote, called suffrage, in 1920. So what are your views in the areas that you are in, whether you are in South Africa, you are in Zimbabwe, you are in the diaspora, in Botswana, in the UK, here in the United States, in Australia, in New Zealand, wherever you are. Give us your views about the achievements of all women international, especially those in Zimbabwe that have made inroads in all those male-dominated spheres. We've got women leaders that have mushroomed in Zimbabwe. We've got three political parties that are led by women, notably Mrs. Joyce Mujuru, Mrs. Barbara Nyagomo, as well as, I've forgotten her name, but there is a third woman. And earlier in the years, in the 1990s, I think Margaret Dongo also led a political party in Zimbabwe. We've got also business women that are very well, that have achieved so much in Zimbabwe. We're going to talk about that as well. As well as the women pastors, the clergy. We've had so many clergy women that have done so very well in Zimbabwe. Ikho ke singakangeni kuhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje. What is khangele abanye abesifazane abenza kakuhle njalo beququzela amalungelo abesifazane. Kulama videos esilawo singabukela enye yayo.
Uhulumende wethu engakubona ekunanzelele khona lokho ebesehlala ne-local government phansi bekubone bekulungisise behlalise kuhle abantu kube temporary nje abantu bethole khonokhu okuthi kungene emthunjini bebhadalele i-school fees kubhadalwe amagesi kubhadalwe amanzi abantu bethole nje i-decent living ukuphila nje okungconywana bona besalungisa ngiyakhumbula kule iphepha elakhishwa i-government izim asset leyi ayikasebenzi asikayiboni isebenza njengamazendazi
constitution of Zimbabwe section 13(1) is very clear about the responsibility of the government to ensure that its citizens have all the resources necessary to ensure that they are able to do businesses that will look after their families. What we saw last week at the Fourth Street Bat Seminars cannot be allowed to continue without being challenged.
Leo ye impumelelo lezangikhathaze zabalabo abaphila ngokuthengisa emigwaqweni ikakhulu iningi labo kungabesifazane abazama ukuselela imuli zabo. Lamhlanje kuhlelo asiyihluzeni bomama sikhangela impumelelo ebekhona empilweni zenu bomama. Lezandihluphe lezangikhathaze ezibekhona njalo ngalesi sikhathi. Sisungula inyanga enanzwa intuthuko eyenziwa ngabesifazane ekambimbitho eyiyo inyanga emumethe imikhosi yokunanza intuthuko yabesifazana emhlabeni jikelele ilanga likamhlaka 8 ambimbitho ele International Women's Day. Sizakhangela ke kunyanga yonke yonale esikhangela ke okwenziweyo okuphumeleleyo okwenziwa ngabanye abesifazane njalo sikhangela lezandihluphe lezangikhathaze njalo ikakhulu nxa singakhuluma ngezandihluphe ngezangikhathaze ezikhona eZimbabwe kathesi ngezalezo ezomu-economy ezomnotho lapho abesifazane asebegcwala emigwaqweni ukuthi bazame ukuselela imuli zabo ngokuphila ngokuthengisa. Ngezinye zengikhathaze ezikhona lezo, kodwa ke singalibali ukuthi zikhona ezinye ezangikhathaze ezokulotsholiswa kwabantwana abangamantombazana besesebancane, kule ezinye njalo ezokuthi nxa amantombazana lapho esiya esikhathini abatholi izembatho zokuthi basebenzise. Ludubo olukhulu odibane labesifazane lamantombazana eZimbabwe okwamanje ngoba vele kabafinyeleli intengo yangkhona ikakhulu labo abasemaphandleni. Ikoke kule mikhankaso embalwa sibili yokuzama ukuncedisa labo amantombazana angatholiyo izembatho zokuya esikhathini. Kube njalo le zandlube lezangikhathaze kwezempila kahle njengoba khathesi nje kulokukhalala umsebenzi kwabodokotela kanye lokukhalala umsebenzi kwabongi. Kukhona ukulahlekelwa impilo ikakhulu kubomama labo abasebefike esikhathini sabo sokubeletha. Sibe lolunye udaba olubekhona ngeviki edluleyo lapho ke umama konke lengane yakhe abalahlekelwe impilo ngenxa yokuswela labo ababelethisayo. Ngezinye zezihlupho esidibana lazo lezo esizakhuluma ngazo ngalo yena le inyanga ekambimbitho. Yikho ke linake likhululekile njalo kuhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje oluyibhasi yokuthi asikhulumeni inhlupho elihlangana lazo, asikhulumeni impumelelo elibalayo lapho elikhona. Kukhona yona leyo elibe elikhona khona, sikhulumeni ngakho. Esiza kukhuluma sigxile kakhulu ngeviki elizayo lawo amaviki alandelayo kuze kuye phela inyanga kambimbitho. Nasi muchirongwa chedu cheWomen's Roundtable tiri kutarisa budiriro iri kuitwa nevanhukadzi muzvikamu zvakasiyana zveupenyu, pamwe chete nematambudziko acho avakatarisana nawo atakatarisana nawo tichivamba mwedzi uno wekucherechedza budiriro iyi. Wakurume unova ndivo zvekare une zuva rakasarudzwa kucherechedza mabasa evanhukadzi pasi rose reInternational Women's Day rinova zuva remusuwa 8 akurume. Makore ese tinocherechedza semadzimai tinocherechedza zuva iri rinova rakatarwa nemasangano akatsaukana evanhukadzi pasi rose, asi zvikuru vachitungamirirwa nesangano guru rembatanidzwa yenyika dzepasi rose reUnited Nations. Ndopa vakatara zuva irori rekuti tinge tichicherechedza budiriro iri kuitwa nemadzimai pasi rose. Budiriro zvekare iri kuitwa mune zveupfumi pakuwanawo zvigaro zvepamusoro-soro zveutungamiri, kuwanawo zvekare kubudirira mune zveupfumi kana mumabhizimusi, kuti tive nemascientist nezvimwewo zvakadaro-daro, kuti tingocherechedza mabasa ari kuitwa nemadzimai. Muchatondera kuti madzimai kana imo muno muAmerica, munyika yakabudirira kudai, vakanga vasingabvumidzwe kuvhota. Uye pari zvino vachiri kungorwisana nekuti vawane representation yakakura mudare reparamende reCongress. Tinoona nezuro chaiye vadare veCongress vakapfeka hanzu dzewhite kucherechedza kuti tichiri kungorwisa kuti vanhukadzi vawane kodzero dzavo. Iko zvine izvi regai timbotura mafemo tichinzwawo zvimwewo zvakatsaukana zviri kuitwa nemadzimai pasi rose, zvikuru sei kana kuiko kuZimbabwe kana imo muno. Tine vhidhiyo yemudzimai vanga vari mutungamiri wenyika muno muAmerica, mai Michelle Obama, vachikurudzira pane zvirongwa zvavo zvakatsaukana zvavakanga vakanga vachiita apo vakanga vari mudzimai wemutungamiri wenyika ino yeAmerica, yekukurudzira kusimudzirwa kwevasikana, let the girls learn. Tichava nevhidhiyo yakadaro yatichaya kupleyera iko zvino izvi. Njalo silama videos ambalwa abantu bekhuluma ngokuphumelela kwabo. Sile vhidhiyo ekankosikazi Tholakele Khumalo, yenake ongowebandla ele-MDC ekhokhelwa ngumnumzana Washman Ncube, lapho aza ayithekelele lapha eMelika ebuye emhlanganeni yabomama njalo eyabesifazane e-United Nations eNew York.
Mina ngingusenator uTholakele Khumalo ovela koBulawayo omelele iparty ye-MDC Green ekhokhelwa nguWelshman Ncube. Professor Welshman Ncube nguye othungamela iparty engikiyo. Ngangena kuSenate ngiyabona leyakwazi ukuthi kulezi nsuku kule Senate kule proportional representation. Ngangena ngeproportional representation eyenziwa nge-elections zika-2013. Lapha engikulandileyo lapha eNew York ngilande iconference le ekhuluma ngezinto ezihlupha omama, kulandelwa umcijo lo okhona okuthiwa i-sustainable development. I-sustainable development ithi ukuthuthuka lingaqedi izinto zihlale zisiba zisiya phambili zingaze zaphela. Engalinika umzekeliso wakho yikuthi nxa abantu besebenzisa igetsi yamalahle, kugejwa amalahle kuyefakwa kulayithwe ngayo igetsi. Igetsi le ayisiyo sustainable development ngoba iyagugula umhlaba. Kanti i-sustainable development eyakulayitha ngayo yikusebenzisa ilanga. Ilanga yilo elifuneka lisetshenziswe. Futhi ukusebenzisa ilanga kwenza ukuthi omama bangahlupheki besiyadinga inkuni beqeda inkuni izihlahla ezifunekayo ezizafuna ukubonwa langabantwana bethu. Nxa sisebenzisa izihlahla lezi ayiseyiyo okuthiwa yi-sustainable development. Futhi i-sustainable development okwenza ukuthi kungaze kwahlupha omama kuthiwa amanzi omama bazawathola njani.
Leo ikube ungunkosikazi Tholakele Khumalo Mahlangu Khumalo, yena ke ongusenator engowebandla le-MDC ekhokhelwa ngubaba uWelshman Ncube. Lapho ke wayethekelele khona lapha eMelika ezongena umhlangano ophathelane lentuthuko ikakhulu eyabesifazana. Okwamanje ekela ke sihlabe ikhefu ngokuzwa ingoma eyomunye owesifazane laye okhanya ephumelela okwamagama kwezomculo, igama lakhe nguBusi Mhlanga. Yena ke ucula esebenzela United Kingdom. UBusi wake wacula kanye lo Albert Nyathi, wacula njalo le Black Mfolosi. Ukhona le ngaseNgilandi, zama laye impilo kodwa ngokucula. Ayingoma emnandi ngempela imngoma esiphiwe ngomunye wabaculi base abadabuka eZimbabwe kodwa asebenzela kwelengilandi uBusi Mhlanga ingoma ethi Wedding Day yalani lizibonele lapho impija kanye lemifanekiso yankona ibiveza labo abachadayo kodwa ke lapha vele sidlalele ukuthi silitshengise ukuthi abanye abesifazane benza njani ikakhulu lapho bengekho lasekhaya. Just to recap on that video that we just saw, that was Busi Mhlanga. She comes from Zimbabwe, but she's now living in the UK, in the United Kingdom. But she still continues with her music, the Zimbabwean music, the African music, even though she now lives in the UK. She normally sings at weddings, at functions, and so many other functions. But she still wants to maintain and preserve the African culture, even though she has migrated to another country. Today in our program, we're just talking about women's issues, be it problems or challenges that we are facing. But we just want to, as we start this month, that really we commemorate achievements and problems and challenges that are facing women, the International Women's Month, which is the month of March. But we also have the United Nations organization actually set aside a day where we really commemorate whatever women are doing international, worldwide. The Universal International Women's Day, which is commemorated on the 8th of March. We are fortunate now to have one of our guest speaker for one of our guests in our program today. Her name is Siletemba Mate. She's in Zimbabwe. She works with women's. She works with a women's organization, and she's one of those women who are fighting for the women's rights. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo Siletemba.
Ngiyabonga sis PJ.
Yeah, uhlelo lethu lalamhlanje asikhulume asila daba sibili olusegudwini kodwa ke sifuna ukuza manje ukuthi sibambe lapha lalapha ya inhlupho sibili ezimqoka ezikhokhelayo ozibonayo wena ngase Zimbabwe yiziphi okumele zilungisiswe.
Mina uhlupho ngokukhangela kwami inxa ngisebenza nabomama, uhlupho olumqoka kakhulu, ihlupho engingathi i-discrimination kumbe i-exclusion from ama-key decision-making processes. Lokhu ukuthiwa kwabomama phandle kwenhlelo ezikhangela ukuthi i-development iminjani kumbe iloba yini nje okungabe kugcakathekile okwenziwa khona okuthathwa khona izinqumo omama sibatholi be-represented khona lapho okusuka kubangele ukuthi inhlelo eziningi zibachiye phandle kumbe zingabi le gender lens ngesilungu. So ngingakhangela kakhulu ukuthi maybe zero into ama-local authorities indlela abayenza ngayo ama-national budgets abo. Omama kaningi-ningi abainvolva khona lapho okusuka kubangela ukuthi ama-budgets aphumayo emakhansilini ethu lapha awakho gender sensitive. Izinto ezingaba njengama-maternal facilities aziplanelwa zifakela imali ethe thuthu nxa obaba beplana bodwa laphana bengafakanga omama phakathi ufica ukuthi minyaka yonke nje kuma-priorities ama-budgets into eyabe iphezulu kuma-council budgets imigwaqo kube lezinto ezinye ezingaba ngamabhizinisi kodwa esikhangela ezingaba ngama-social services akhangela umama kakhulu ayabe esilela ele mali enganeno bese sikhangela njalo sikufake sikhangele ku national level budgeting khona lapho nayo ufica ukuthi vele izinto ezingaba njenge-health kumbe maternal health, i-budget yangkhona iyabe inganeno iphansi kakhulu. Lokhu kusenziwa kakhulu ukuthi omama balutshwane abarepresented ku-leadership ababephezulu khona ngale, osokudala ukuthi uhlupho olusala luthelwe ngabomama phansi ngapha luba lukhulu kakhulu, ngoba inhlupho zabo azikhanyelwa kakhulu ngabomama abaku-leadership, kodwa ziyabe zikhanyelwa ngobaba ababevesela i-gender lens lebe ngithe ngayithinta ekuqaliseni.
Ye. Sizokhangela ukuthi le impi yokuthi kulwelwe amalungelo abesifazana ingabe iyathuthuka na kumbe iyayibuyela emuva ngezizathu ezehlukeneyo nxa sikhangela lapho esaqalisela khona ukuthi siqalise ukuqhuqhuzela amalungelo abomama.
Impi yokulwela amalungelo abomama nxa ngikhangela ngibone ngathi iyathuthuka, ngoba ukuthi into yonke ihambe ukuthi abantu baxoxisane kube lemithetho ebekwe phansi engathi mhlawumbe ngama-policies kumbe ngama-laws ayabe ekhona. Nxa ngikhangelisisa mina ngibone ngathiwa ngokuhamba kwesikhathi lokhu kusiba lama-progressive policies ayabe ekhangela ukuthi ancedise ukuthuthukisa iy'mpilo zabomama. Ngingakhangela kakhulu lapha eZimbabwe besingelayo lakhathesi ayikaphumeleli kahle i-gender policy, kodwa kuyizinto eziyabe zilokhu ezilungisiswa. Singakhangela njalo isisekelo sethu sombuso, laso sesikhangela kakhulu umuntu ongumama ukuthi kube le-inclusion yabomama, kodwa akupheleli khona lapho. Ukuthi impi yangikhona ayiphelele ekuthini kube lama-policies asekhona kumbe kube le mithetho esikhona, kumele imithetho leyo isetshenziswe. Lapho sesikhona sikhathesi ngempileyo yikuthi imithetho leyo esithe yafakwa iyasetshenziswa na, iyalandelwa na. Into engiyinanzelelayo njalo yikuthi imithetho leyo ingabe ikhona ihlezi laphana, ukuthi implement kumbe isetshenziswe kulapho esisilela khona, ngoba kulabanye ababe ngani iyabe implementa babe sebeluza abebebhenefitha ekusaleleni kwabomama kumbe ekusileleni kwabomama. So uku-implementa kwayo imithetho le yabe isikhona kusuka kudoniselwe emuva ngabanye abantu, kodwa silokhu esilwisana lakho ukuthi kube ku-implementwa kancane kancane. Singakhangela isisekelo sombuso sabomama anti sivumela sile 60% quota system leyana, silokuthi ama-commissions kumbe ama-departments e-government kumele abe le-leadership yabomama phakathi. Kodwa nxa sikhangela lapho nalapho uyafica ukuthi omama bakhona kwezinye indawo abakho, kodwa balutshwane. So kumele kube kusiba le-progressive implementation, impi leyo ibe ilokhu iliwa kunanzelela ukuthi kumele ku-implemente leyo mthetho sesithe salwela ukuthi ibe khona. I-implementation yangikhona nayo iyenzakale ngokuya kwesikhathi.
Yeah. Let me just say, switch on to English. As a woman activist in Zimbabwe, you have seen the challenges, you have seen the achievements in Zimbabwe. We're just talking in Ndebele there, whether I'd asked you whether there is any progress in this gender parity war, or what can I call it in English? Can't remember. But whatever we are trying to achieve as women in Zimbabwe, do you think there is progress?
I think there is a certain level of progress, especially when we look at the issue of having progressive policies which are working towards full realization of women's rights. Yes. We now have a fair constitution which realizes which recognizes that women should also be included in leadership positions, that women should also be included in planning processes, and that women should also occupy positions of influence within any government departments or any commissions that the government might have. But the challenge that we currently have is that implementation of these policies and laws is lagging behind, because having a policy that's in place is one thing, but the full implementation of that policy is also another milestone that we should achieve. Currently, we are fighting. We have fought, I think, successfully to have policies and laws that recognize women, but we are currently also fighting to have those policies and laws fully implemented. So I think there is a certain level of achievement, because if we look now, we have a constitution that gives women 60%, 60 seats within our government or within our parliament. I mean, so I think that's a progressive step towards including women in leadership positions as well.
Yes. And I remember a few years back, SADC actually came up with a figure or a percentage of which all the SADC governments are supposed to be fulfilling, the 50%. Is that going to be achievable in Zimbabwe?
I think we're still too far to achieve that, because there's... for us to have 50% representation of women in parliament, for example, I think we have to start at party level, because what we have within political structures and what we have at national, within the national framework, is different. The constitution actually speaks to inclusion of women. But at party level, we find that women are still sidelined. Mm-hmm. And the women that are there within politics, I mean, within different parties, are victims of many abuses within their political parties. And it really pushes women away from actively participating in politics. So I think we still have a long way to go in terms of having women occupying 50% of seats within parliament in Zimbabwe. We still have to cultivate a level playing field for women to be able to freely participate in politics.
Yes. Let me let you rest a little while, but just hang on the phone. We'll continue our conversation until the end of the hour. But I just want to welcome Ms. Makoto Ngamahlangu. Welcome to our program.
Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah. Lawe, you can actually give us an overview of what you view as achievements that we have made, the strides that women have made in Zimbabwe, and the challenges and the biggest challenges that we are facing right now.
I think looking at the strides that we have made as women in Zimbabwe, they are overcome and overshadowed by the struggles and the challenges that are there. Mm-hmm. Yes, we can speak about the political position that women have, but when I compare to that, what has it translated on the ground? What has it done to the people on the ground? It has absolutely done nothing. Mm-hmm. So for me to say that women have made strides towards window dressing power is pointless. The women's dignity is really something pathetic in this country. We are talking about women who suffer when they are ill or when they want to go to deliver a baby. They face humiliation. You are supposed to buy your own things to use in the hospital. So for me, it's simple window dressing. It's not a positive. Once we will applaud ourselves and say, yes, we have walked this far, if it translates to giving relief to a community woman. As long as it doesn't do that, for me, it's pointless. It's not worth shouting about. There's nothing to write home about.
Okay, let's look at the challenges that you see. There are the top, the top five, the top 10.
The top five, I will say the healthy delivery system, the maternity. You look at it, the maternity rate is very high, still very high. You get sick as a woman, you cannot access the health services. There's no food for you to put on the table. Even your own money that is in your bank, you cannot access it to feed your own family. The education system, it has collapsed. You know, we used to pride ourselves that a girl child can, a woman can be educated in Zimbabwe and they can earn a good salary to sustain their family and themselves. It's no longer happening. That is no longer the issue. Even those women that are in political power, you look at the campaigning period, it's like they're given positions. They are not in power. It's window dressing. Both in the ruling party and the opposition, it's window dressing. Women are window dressing. It's high time as women that we face the reality that we don't have any power. We are window dressing. Look at what is happening with Mchuru. She formed her own political party. What is happening? The list is endless. Women, we need to start a struggle of dignifying ourselves, really dignity, not window dressing. As long as women that are in parliament or in political position or in any sort of power, leadership, and they are window dressing, they don't have power. We need real power. And the real power should translate, I will repeat, it should translate to the livelihood of ordinary women. Because most of the time you find that with women in leadership, there's a disconnect with their communities. Once we bridge that gap, let us have a bottom-up approach. Don't be there and saying, I'm representing. What exactly are you doing? Are you the voice of women? What exactly are you doing? What sort of relief are you bringing to the women? That is the question. If any woman in position can say that, I am in this position, I've brought this relief to my community or to these women in the community, then I will start applauding. But for now, there's nothing to really write home about.
Tomboye ndakuririmi rwamai anyawazi kuthi nana ulimi lwakho lwakuqala sibili isindebele kodwa-ke anizange ngithole umuntu wokukhuluma laye langesishona saka iparishino ndinoziva kuti ishona yenyu haina kunyatsotitsetseke asi munotaura anditi ngatitarisei kuti muzimbabwe hondo iyi yekurwisa kuti vanhukadzi vacherechedzwe maningirikine makodzero dzavo dzinge dzichinyatsotariswa dzichiremekedzwa hondo iyi tairwa zvakadii muzimbabwe kana makatarisa imimi pachezvenyu
hai hondo yatitairwa tiri kutanga
tichiri kutotanga
takagona kuwana mapolicies asi mapolicies haiyo nyaya achiitika munharaunda kana kuupenyu hwetu nemapolisi zokuti tinofanira kurebekedza manhukadzi nenyaya yematenety asi ungaita kuchipatara chaiwo uchisvika pahwindo kunorejesta kuti uongorere nachiremba unokonzauzwa kuti uya nemari iyi $25 wotransfera kulocal clinic kuhospital money pamberi apa wakatsakura kuti mwana achaita kuti nation yezimbabwe iendere mberi haurecognize neizvozvo so asisati tatanga vanhukadzi vari mapositions iwindow dressing chete ukaenda kuruling party iwindow dressing ukaenda maopposition iwindow dressing ukaenda chero kwaunoenda women iwindow dressing power havana power chaiyo ende kana vene power sei vachitadza kuti vashandure upenyu vanhukadzi kumanharaunda dzavo havana
rambai makabata ipapo regai ndimbotora muteereri ari parunhare tinokugashirai muchirongwa chedu vajones
yoi mama
makadini henyu
ivo makadiwo
muroda kupindawo muchirongwa muchitipawo maonero enyu apo tiri kutaura tiri kutanga mwedzi uno wamarch kana kuti kurume patinotarisa mabasa ari kuitwa nevanhukadzi munharaunda dzavari, budiriro yavo pamwe chete nematambudziko avo.
Ini ndichitarisa zvangu mararamiro ari kuitwa munyika yedu inei. Hapana chatingati tiri kuitwa, nekuti chatinobatsirwa nacho nehurumende, tinobatsirwa nemadzimai acho, hapana. Mukaenda mumamisha, dzimbambera dzega dzega dziri kurimwa. Handiti. Handizoti ini pamunee muchiti hanzi kusimudzira vanhukadzi, muchiti vachasimudzirwa nei. Halo?
Tiri kukunzwai.
Unike muchiti vanhukadzi vacho vanosimudzirwa nei kana pasina chavanowana kubva kuhurumende. Mukaona maMP edu tinoaona senguva inotaa kumirira kukampena kwatichada kuita kutanga, ndofunga gore rino handiti. Kana tavavhotera havachauya. Matambudziko aaziva ane nzara chii, ndofunga ndizvozvo chete.
Batika hatingamirire kuti hurumende inge ichitiunzira zvino kana kuti rubatsiro. Isusu vanhukadzi vacho tiri kuitei kuti tizviraramise, kuti tizvirusimudzire?
Nekuti ungachengete huku chai handiti. Nokuti mamiriro akaita zvinhu muri kuaona, handifungi kuti vangani vangakwanisa kuti angatsvage kana 25 maboilers chaiwo. Anoati kana kuti varime mabindu chemubatanidzwa magadheni aya hazvikwanisike, because tese pane chinoitwa panodiwa mari, capital, handiri. Saka zvacho zvinenge zvakatongooma, hapana pekutangira.
Asi munobvuma henyu kuti vanhukadzi vari kubata basa guru rekusimudzira nyika?
Basa vari kubata. Basa vari kubata zvavo, asi kudai vachizombowaniswawo kana masangano anokwanisa kuvabatsirawo nemari dzekuti vatange maprojekt. Chidova nacho, simba riripo, asi capital ndoyo dambudziko.
Aiwa, hatatenda zvikuru mukoma Jones.
Takanaka.
To go forward, I think these problems or these challenges that Zimbabwe is facing, or the Zimbabwean woman is facing, some of them are international, because even Makotonga was saying we have challenges in education, educating the girl child. We also have a problem even here in the United States, a developed country. Still, girls are still facing challenges of learning, getting the education that they need to equip them in life. The former president's wife, Mrs. Michelle Obama, also launched, whilst her husband was in power, she launched a program where she was actually fighting for women or for girls to get the education that they need in life to be equipped. Let's play the video of Mrs. Michelle Obama.
Singer Andra Day is one of several prominent women lending her voice to Let Girls Learn, an international effort to promote education for girls who currently are not in school. At the White House, Day joined National Security Advisor Susan Rice, Academy Award-winning actress Meryl Streep, and four young girls who personally met First Lady Michelle Obama. Last summer, Mrs. Obama visited the African countries of Liberia and Morocco, where she said many young girls struggle to get any education at all. Tuesday, she said many have answered the program's call to action.
Time and again, we have seen that whether it's a head of state, a corporate CEO, or a teenage girl here in the U.S., when people hear your stories, the stories of girls who aren't in school, they're moved and they're outraged. And better yet, they want to help.
Before screening a new CNN documentary about the program, actress Meryl Streep told the audience that attitudes toward young girls must change for the betterment of the world.
The whole family has to be in on this, the human family. Yeah. And so That's what I do hope. I think we need to help boys to understand that the door has to be opened, and not out of chivalry. It has to be opened to give access to half the population.
The young girls who shared the stage with Streep described having to walk several kilometers just to attend class. But despite setbacks, they say they have made a symbolic journey inside the classroom.
We have a girl in our group from Morocco who does mechanical stuff. I mean, she's going to start her garage, which is something that we thought that only boys do.
You are very, very important in the society. So as a girl child, please hold on to yourself that and know that you are someone in the future. Maybe you may think now that you're nobody for today, but in the future, you got a role to play.
In an op-ed piece on CNN.com, Mrs. Obama called the issue a personal one for her, saying financial aid helped open doors toward her college education. The U.S. is investing more than $1 billion in Let Girls Learn programs, and the World Bank will invest more than $2 billion over the next 5 years. Robert Raphael, VOA News.
Yeah, lokhe kuqhubekela phambili impilo yokulwisa ukuthi abesifazane emhlabeni jikelele babe ngabantu labo abahlonitshwayo, babe ngabantu labo abalondolozelwa ilungelo labo, babe lendima yabo abayidlalayo ekuthuthukiseni umhlaba wonke jikelele. Lokhe ke umagodi ngamahlanga uthi yena navele impilo leyi asikayiqalisi ezingase eZimbabwe. Kodwa ke mna ngithanda ukuthi ngithi hayi, sesiqalisile khonoko kuyimbijana khonoko esibulwayo, asiqhubekeni phambili lokhu esilwisa. Ngibuyele kuwe Silethemba Mathe, ukuthi kuyini wena okukhuthazayo ukuthi kwenziwe ekuthuthukiseni impilo yowesifazane eZimbabwe?
Mina ngibona ukuthi kwenziwe ukuthi there is power, kulamandla amaningi ekubambaneni ekwenzeni izinto abantu bebambini. Engathi kumbe ama-collaborations. Khonokho imbijana esesithe sayithola yona leyo ngokuthi sibe nama-progressive policies, yikubambana kwabantu, yikufuga ndawonye. So mna singaqhubeka sisebenza ndawonye, simanyene, sikhangela ukuthi into esiyifunayo kumbe sivumelane ukuthi uhambo lwethu lolu sifuna lusisuse lapha luyesibeka kumbe kwenye indawo, njalo sifuqe sindawonye, sinakho ukunqoba, sinakho ukufinyelela. And asisoze sinqobe nxa singalwanga. Ngithi akula ozasilwela impi yethu thina singabomama, kumele sizilwele nathi. Amandla waqhutshelwa, amandla ayalwelwa. So kumele siwalwele ukuthi siwathole.
Nkosazana Magodo Ngamahlangu, wena-ke inkuthazo yakho?
Inkuthazo yami engiyitshoyo ukuthi wona singazithayeli mhlawumbe sithi sesilama-policies kumbe imithetho ekhangela ngoma, kasikhangele ukuthi iyenzani leyo mthetho. Yabona, ngasikhuluma sosithi omama ayihlomeni, siyefuna ukuthi amalungelo wonke akusekelo sombuso welizwe asebenze abo mama, sekhuluma ngemaputo protocol, nasi siyahamba. Manje okubuhlungu ukuthi wona omama bengavele bengene bayemele omama, kasamele omama usezimela yena. Ngoba kathi nxa sikhangele kunje, ngasi silabamele ephalamende kumbe kucabinet abangomama kumbe kuma-senators abangomama sibili aba-connected to their communities, nga indaba yemathenethi le yokuthi omama kumele bathenge sibi semnxeba, sibi sekhothonulu, sibi sani nxa besiyabeletha, nxa ungelakho uyayekela ufele laphana. Bangaki omama abafayo kumbe labantwana abafayo ezibhedlela lapha? Kodwa sondaba ehlokomisayo, yikho ubuhlungu bukhona. Engikuthoyo ukuthi khona omama kumele uze sithi uhambo lelithi lihambileli, yes, uthola isekelo lesombuso ngokunye igeyini amalungu lesibe lawo kumbana, kodwa ayize lezi ezilongukuliphepha kufanele libhaliweyo. Kungela muntu othi khona lelungelo leli kumbe umntwana lo lelungelo lo lokuthi umama lo lelungelo ukuthi abelethe, kumbe umntwana lo lelungelo ukuthi abe seklasini afunde, kumbe umama lelungelo lokuthi khona. Ngoba singakhangela imaputo protocol engikhuluma ngayo nale, uyezawuthiwa omama bema singakhangela e-airport ngale bengelamagetsi, bahambe bayatheza babothiwe, batheza inkuni. Omama be-Robert Nyoka bahambe batheza inkuni egangeni babothiwe. babothelwane Maputo Protocol Article 15 ekhuluma mhlobo ukuthi kungumlando kaHulumende ukuthi anike omama ienergy singathi kumbe ngamagetsi kumbe kuyini okuphekisa kumbe anike alternative nxa ungela amagetsi kumele bonke baprovider kumbe izinkuni kumbe ijeli kumbe kuyini any alternative thing. Maputo Protocol is quite clear ngamalokhuzeni ngamalungelo omama kodwa ngapha bakabotshwa. Umama ayidlenguzwa kungale gangeni edlenguzela inkuni ukuthi ayebe abeyebheke eceda lapha ayizama ukulima laphana athole i-city council isigamulile sokuthiwa why i-city council ilindele ukuthi khona umumbuzi ukhulu bemsumele emadlelweni umsomele undliwe songikhona sokuthiwa ulima endaweni engekho why bengakubonanga usalima. So umama uyahlupheka isikhathi sonke kathi singikhuluma izulu linile kobulawayo emagogo besingela manzi i-three days zonke zenzo kodwa amadama adabuka ngumama othona elayinini esiboraneni. So as long as ngama-gains lawa siloku sizithayihle mbe sithi sithembele kuka-policies akusincedi ngalo ukuthi kuyize leze asikhangeleleni ukuthi khona i-policy kumele ilethe inguquko kumele idale umehluko emuntwini as long kuliphepha laphana abomama kayihlome asikhinceni izidaba siboneni ukuthi siyaholela amalungelo ethu ngoba vele sizaloku sikhuma sisile policy le-domestic violence bill le ikhona laphana kodwa mama bayathaywa ezindlini kungani umama bethaywa ezindlini kungani umama lokhu behlukuluzeka kungani umama besifa beletha into ebusekile kangaka ulethe isifiso sikaNkulunkulu kodwa uyafa ma ungela mali
bamba khonapha ecingweni nithathe umne wethu lapha uNeva Dlamini yena-ke use-South Africa siyakwamukela kuhlela.
Yebo, linjani?
Hayi, ngiyaphila, kunjani wena?
Hayi, nami ngiphilile kakhulu.
Uthandeke ukungena kuhlelo lwethu lalamhlanje mbono banolawo.
Ngijabule, ngihlala ngizama ngazi kwenze kanjani ukuthi ngize ngikwanise ukungena namhlanje kulo hlelo lwabo mama.
Sengamhlophi.
Kaseyiwa.
Hayi, siphake umbono wakho isikhathi sethu sesingani sidliwe ngumangoyi.
Hayi, angilakho kuningi nje ngijabulela ukuthi ngingenile sisazoxoxa kakhulu ezikhathini ezizayo.
Hayi njobe.
Ngijabulela le nhlelo zenu nje zonke ngiyamamela sengilesikhathi eside ngilalela.
Hayi, kulungile. Namhlanje siyabonga ukuthi nina wenelisile ukungena kuhlelo lwethu. Njalo-ke umsakazo we-Voice of America uthakazelela iminyaka engamashumi ayisikhombisa lanhlanu isakaza. Thina-ke njenge-Studio 7 sungumnyaka wethu wesishumi lane, 14 years sisakaza sikhonapha e-Washington DC. Yikho-ke sibonga abalaleli abanjengawe.
Likhule lize likhokhobe.
Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu.
Eminye iminyaka eminingi njalo ngisenza umsebenzi omuhle oncomekayo kangaka.
Right now, thank you so much, Mr. Dlamini. Right now, let's look at a short video of a song sung by a group that is based in the UK again. It's called Royal Destiny.
Zero wangu ndimi baba muri bakorangu mariwe
kuti zero wangu ndimi
baba bakorangu Jehova kuti zero wangu ndimi baba muri bakorangu mariwe kuti zero wangu ndi Jesu amen. Baba, muri bakorangu mariwe, kuti zero wangu ndiche.
Jesu.
Kanotapira kamboka tapiwa nechikwata chinonzi Royal Destiny tapatangosvika kumagumo kwechirongwa chedu chanhasi apo tange tichitarisa tichigadzirira kuti tinge tichitarisa zvine udzamu matambudziko akatarisana nemadzimai uye budiriro yavaita muzvikamu zvakasiyana zveupenyu mwedzi weInternational Women's Month. Ndiroda kutenda makotonga mahlangu pamwe chete naSiletemba Mate nevatereri vakwanisa kupinda parunare rwedu tichikurukura muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Mova nezuva rakanaka. Ndiye Praxedes Jeremiah. Oseliva Lelisa nsiti asivege ituva ilifana enjalo. Nyevike Lelisa yu. Praxedes Jeremiah.